When the tsunami of December 26 crossed the Indian Ocean from Indonesia to hit Africa, it may also have dragged toxic waste containers illegally dumped off the coast of Somalia onto the shore. Somalia's ongoing civil war has forced its government into exile in Kenya, where the Minister of the Environment, Ohama Osman Hai, says that according to reports, 300 people at least are affected by new diseases.
After tsunami hit all the ocean, they started complaining about a new disease for Somalia, and they haven't seen. They just blood coming from their mouth and their skin changing, and a lot of diseases that even we didn't know before as a Somali population.
Greenpeace has been investigating the toxic waste trade from European rich countries to developing nations since the 1980s. The toxic waste trade was often possible because of lack of regulation in the rich countries and weak or non-existent governments in the poor countries. The waste trade was very profitable, and fake businesses or mafias used the opportunity to enrich themselves.
This whole waste trade scandal really reached its peak, if you want, in the 90s.
Zaina Halaj, a spokesperson for Greenpeace.
Somalia has always been expected to be a dumping ground because, you know, it fit all the criteria of the whole waste trade mafia that was operating in the 90s and the beginning of the 21st century, where basically countries that are afflicted by wars, countries that are nearby to Europe, has been the dump ground of the hazardous and the toxic waste.
The illegal international toxic waste trade has decreased since the Basel Convention on the Control of Transboundary Movements of Hazardous Wastes, which has been ratified by many countries. However, no one knows exactly what was dumped off the coast of Somalia or what has been washed up by the tsunami. The United Nations Environmental Program, UNEP, is very concerned by the situation.
There are indications that people have been discovering some empty drums, and that toxic waste has been dumped, that the tsunami was responsible for resurfacing some of the drums.
Sekou Touré, the regional director of UNEP for Africa.
The UN decided to just organize a series of missions to go to Somalia. But unfortunately, the security situation is just that unless, you know, there is a security clearance to go to Somalia, it will be very, very difficult to send a thorough assessment team to really see whether these claims are correct or not.
The Somalian Exile Minister of the Environment supports UNEP's mission. If the UNEP mission can discover the origins of the waste, the minister also expects the countries that produced it to pay for the cleanup and hopes to prosecute the Somalis who accepted the waste. So far, however, he is disappointed in the international community's response.
The international community itself, blinding what is going on in Somalia, and they started already rebuilding the place that hit the tsunamis, except Somalia.
With international disagreement on the composition and size of a possible peacekeeping mission in Somalia, there may be more delays before the extent of the toxic waste pollution is completely known. Reporting for Free Speech Radio News, this is Julia Steinberger in Geneva.